You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Firstly, a warning, this next story touches on themes surrounding family abuse. If this is something you are uncomfortable with, feel free to tune out for the next 6 or so minutes and we'll see you back shortly after that. Now, lockdown is one of the most difficult times for New Zealanders. When entering isolation, having a strong support system for your physical and mental well-being is vital. Unfortunately, some New Zealanders enter lockdown without these networks and can be in danger of some of their worsening mental health and physical abuse. However, there is support out there for people suffering, and 95BFM reporter Connor has investigated the support for family abuse and digital mental health space. Connor first spoke to Holly Carrington, who is a policy advisor with family abuse support group Shine. In the interview, Connor covered family abuse during lockdowns and the places where people could go to seek help, but began the interview by asking Holly who Shine was.
Shine is a specialist family violence service provider. So we've been around for quite a while, since 1990, and most of our services are based in Auckland, but we do have a national helpline and web chat service.
I just wanted to start by bringing up some statistics. March last year, we saw a spike in family abuse reports as we headed into the first level 4 lockdown. Are we likely to see similar results like this for this lockdown?
Well, we are, but the reality is that since the first lockdown hit, it's been it was a little bit of a slow burn for that family violence bump to happen, and frankly, it's actually never slowed down ever since. We've seen both an increase in the number of people reporting family violence, which doesn't necessarily mean there's more family violence, it means there's more reports, but our frontline advocates are also seeing a real increase in the complexity and severity of what we see. And that has not stopped since the last lockdown. So I don't know how much it's likely to go up again, since we kind of have never slowed down since
your
last year. I'm sure there's likely to be some flow-on effects, especially if the current lockdown is extended.
And so how can Shine help those who might be in abusive situations during this lockdown?
Well, the main thing is that we have a helpline. It's 24/7. There's also the helpline team are available to chat with people online through our website, toshine.org.nz. And the helpline is free to call from any phone. It's 0508-744-633. And so we just encourage people to ring or chat if you're able to, if it's safe. And we realize that the toughest thing about lockdown is it just means that it's that much harder for people to have a safe space to seek help. And some people will just be holding on through this period. So I guess, the other thing is that if you're worried about someone and you want to talk about your concerns and talk through whether there's anything you can do, you can always ring our helpline as well. Not just for people who are directly experiencing domestic violence, but for people who are supporting other people as well.
Yeah, I wanted to ask, is there anything that people can do to not just support the victims during this time, but also support Shine in assisting the victims?
Oh, well, sure, of course. these are tough times and it does put an additional strain on our services. So we can always use donations. And really during lockdown, financial donations are most useful because we can, use them where we need to use them. But the other thing that I know was very useful during the last extended lockdown were, if you did want to donate things specifically for our clients, Prezi cards are very useful. We'll have information going up on our website and on our Facebook page very soon. So if you just keep an eye out there, we'll tell you how you can help.
And is there anything final you wanted to add about either Shine or about people living with abuse right now?
A couple other things. One is that, you know, there's also going to be people out there who are worried about their own behavior, you know, who may have a history of being abusive to a partner or a family member or a flatmate and want to change and want to not use violence. And these are difficult times for those people as well. And so, you know, we want to support people to stay nonviolent. And so just encourage you, if you're in that situation, to seek help as well. And I guess, you know, if you need to leave the house, take a walk in your neighborhood, you can ring our helpline as well. There's also a helpline called 0800-HEY-BRO, which is quite a good one for people in that situation. Men in that situation, but just, you know, get help, do what you can to stay safe. And I guess the other thing is, you know, we are not the only domestic violence service in the country. There's a lot of local services across the country that are going to be stretched and, you know, under pressure. So, you know, you might want to think about contacting your local service to see what help they can use during this time.
That was Holly Carrington, Policy Advisor at Shine, on family abuse during lockdown. If you're looking for support for family abuse, Shine's contact number is 0508 744 633 or visit the website at 2shine.org.nz. Connor then spoke to Anna Elders, who is chair of New Zealand's Mental Health Industry Group, about the digital mental health support space. Connor spoke to Anna about mental health during lockdown and the different platforms to find support. Connor began the interview by asking who NZ HIT is.
NZ HIT is an organisation in New Zealand that basically brings together all sorts of people in the health technology industry to sort of support, I suppose, a collaboration of coming up with solutions to advance what we're doing and what we're providing in New Zealand. So, yeah.
I understand that NZ HIT has been doing research on digital mental health during lockdown. What are the main findings from this research?
Yeah, look, NZ HIT didn't do the research themselves. It was done by Just a Thought. I'm the clinical leader of that organisation, but we belong to NZ HIT. So NZ HIT are the really supportive organisation that wraps around a whole bunch of us in the digital community and supports the work that we do and helps to share that. So they've just released a media release about the research. But the research, the major finding of it was basically that when we looked at periods pre-COVID and the first 3 months during our lockdown last year, we found a really significant increase in people using digital tools. So we compared what we found with an Australian tool, This Way Up, and they found, you know, very similar findings. So basically people's presentations weren't necessarily any worse than, you know, outside of lockdown periods in terms of levels of distress, but people were absolutely going to the tools and utilising them, whether it's the online CBT courses, some of the resources that are out there that stand alone on their own, so that they can, I suppose, equip themselves to get through some of the challenges they were having.
Are people's mental health worse during lockdown, or do we just see more people looking for help for their mental health during these periods?
Look, I think it's probably both the same. I think there are definitely a number of people that struggle more during lockdown, and they may be people that have already been having difficulties with their mental health prior to lockdown and find some of the isolation or some of the challenges or the anxiety around the virus quite triggering, and so their mental health may deteriorate. And other people may have not really struggled with mental health previously, but they may be people that really feel the weight and the pressure of lockdown in terms of the financial strain, the uncertainty, whether it's around businesses or health, family members. And so they may begin to really begin to struggle with much higher levels of distress. It's great to have digital tools that reaches across those. Just the other interesting thing, because I work in clinical practice as well, there's actually a number of people people during the first lockdown that I was working with that found that actually having everyone in the same boat where they were struggling and where they were had some impairment in their life actually helped some people with longer term mental health difficulties to feel that, you know, we're all in the same boat. But yeah, overall, we do tend to see higher levels of distress, whether they're mental health disorders as such. But people definitely feel the strain of some of the pressure of what's going on.
So how important is it to have access to digital mental health support during lockdown?
I think it's important to have that level of support there all the time, but lockdown makes it even more so. What happens during lockdown is that obviously a lot of our services have to shift to virtual, so they may be having to catch up with their GPs or nurses or you know, therapists or whoever it is virtually. And what we see is we see a bit of a greater strain. So we have more people that are reaching out for help, more people that are struggling, whether it's with things like insomnia or anxiety, worry, lower moods. So we need to be able to reach those people. So digital mental health tools, and we've got a range of really great ones out there in New Zealand, and many of those people belong to NZHIT and are part of our digital health community. They really reach into people's homes or where they are. And they're really convenient, so they can be picked up, you know, when kids are to bed. They can be looked at, you know, when you're finding that space outside on your own if you're going out for a walk. They're really flexible, and they're also a great way to bring really evidence-based support to people when they most need it.
What are some of the tools that people can access right now if they need support?
I don't want to miss out too many here, but there are some really beautiful tools that I want to mention. So Mentimeter is one that's been brought out over lockdown. I believe it's potentially still funded now through the ministry. Mellon is another great one. They've got a version for younger people as well that's got a whole range of support and resources, including an online community that has a bunch of peers that work into that you can access for support. Our tool, Just a Thought, that's come out. So we've got a specific COVID course called Staying on Track, and we've got a whole bunch of other courses for anxiety and depression, and we've got a lot more to come. So that's more sort of structured therapy courses. Changing Minds have got a beautiful Whakatau Mai, I believe, wellness sessions, and they have actually online Zoom sessions that you can do. And in fact, I've booked on one myself today, the yoga session. They have lots of other different types of sessions for managing mood, knowing how to journal, all different sorts of things. Last time they did one on burnout that was really great that I attended. So we've got a range of tools out there. And then, of course, there are all the international tools that we can access as well, like Smiling Mind, Headspace, Insight Timer, that work more into the sort of mindfulness meditation spaces. But so we've got a lot, and we're looking to really grow more in New Zealand. We want to have a lifespan sort of digital ecosystem of tools that people can utilize for lots of different reasons and purposes that are created in terms of the content by communities. So they are actually developed for people that are struggling with those problems and have lived experience. And so they can be catered for. So there's a lot of excitement about what's coming in the digital space.
And is there like an easy place where people can find all these tools?
Yeah, so there are a couple of good websites. The Mental Health Foundation, I believe, has got some. Health Navigator have great reviews of some of the tools that are out there. There's also All Right, which is the mental health campaign that was started up in Christchurch post earthquakes. Those guys have a brilliant website that lists all the tools. They have some of their own. There are also some great tools for kids in there, such as Sparklers. There are a few central hubs, and we're really hoping in New Zealand to look at creating a bit of a national platform that people can enter in through and help to navigate all the tools that are there and those that are to come. We're NZHIT are trying to get alongside and support the ministry to evolve some of those easy ways for the public to find access to these tools.
That was Anna Elders, clinical lead at Just a Thought on digital mental health. And before that was Holly Carrington, policy advisor with Shine. To find digital support for mental health at any time or during lockdown, visit mentalhealth.org.nz.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.